The Parsha Pinchas. This is mostly taken from Shir by Rav Medan, Kanaut
Kanaut.
Ketiyah. Kanaut, right? We're always going to talk
What was the
about
second word? Kanaut what?
Ketiyah.
Tia? What is
Cut,
that?
amputated.
Oh.
We'll look at that. We'll explain the word shortly. But the parsha starts with Hashem saying, kind of in the middle of the action, we're going to reward Pinchas. Whatever Hashem will say more. Pinchas ben Eleazar ben Aaron Kohen, Hashiv chamati me'al b'nei Yisrael. Right, he has withdrawn my anger from b'nei Yisrael, but kanoa kinati, because he was zealous for my zealousness. He felt my kinah. Among them, v'lochidili b'Yisrael b'kinati, and I did not wipe out b'nei Yisrael in my zealousness, jealousy. Therefore, let it be said, Hinni natein lo, I give him a briti shalom, my covenant of peace. And this brit shalom was a reward for his action last end of last week's parsha, with the Moab, Hinei Ishmi Bnei Israel, one person from Israel came. And he brought a Midianite woman, they named Moshe before Moshe, and he called up in Israel, and they were all crying as he's engaging in inappropriate acts with his Midianite. And Pinchas saw this, and he gets up from the crowd and he takes a spear, and he goes to the Jewish man in Kabbalah translates the tent by encouraging Nahem and spears both and pierces both of them. Et ha'ish Yisrael, bet ha'ishal kovata, and the man and the woman into her abdomen. By teretzer megifah me'al b'nei Yisrael, and the plague stopped. That's his act of kinah. And there's a typographical oddity. Look at the parsha, right? And the Gemara mentions this. And the Gemara puts it in an odd context. And the Gemara is saying, Kedushin says, Baal mum da avodato psula, you know, a Baal mum, a Kohen who has a mum, can't do the avoda. And if he does the avoda, it's pasul, it doesn't count. It doesn't create a carbon, it doesn't count as a carbon. You know, where do we see this? Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, the Makra, because our parsha says, Lachen and more, therefore, let be said, Hinino tenlo priti shalom. That I will give him my covenant of shalom, kishu shalem. Right? Don't read it as shalom, but as shalem.
Oh.
Right? The brit only applies if he's whole. Kishu shalem v'shlosho chaser, not if he's missing something. That's a mum. The kohen with a mum is not shalom. It's not shalem. Doesn't have the brit shalom. And the Gemara objects. Wait, it doesn't say shalem. It says shalom. Ha shalom ketiv. It says peace. It doesn't say shalem whole. Amar Rav Nachman. No, vav the shalom ketiyahi. The vav and the in the word shalom, that letter vav is ketiyah. Literally means amputated. Look at various
Indeed.
men, right? This
Oh.
vav is cut off.
Oh, how cute. Look at that.
Various minhagim of how to write it. This was probably the one that most commonly, sometimes it's with a jot, sometimes there's no bottom piece, but basically there's a cut in the middle above.
Oh.
Okay, this is a cut vav, so read it not as shalom but as shalem, right? The way it's written in the Torah, act as though it doesn't have the vav there at all. Okay, that is a vav ketiyah, an amputated vav that connects to a kinah ketiyah, amputated kinah. We'll have to see.
Is there a hey or a aleph at the end? Or wait,
In the
a word.
Gemara, text we have is with a hey.
And why does Rav Meidan have that word
It
with
goes
the
back
aleph?
and forth. Written both ways. That's more. This is Aramaic. This way is Hebrew.
Oh, okay, not
Okay,
important. Okay.
you can just say it either way. And in the Halakha, it's written both ways with all of the hey. It's cut off. Okay, broken hint. The broken shalom, hence the Kohen has to be shalom. Okay, the question is, what does it do with Pinchas, right? What is it doing in Pinchas? Story. The halacha about the Kohen. So Rav Medan goes back to the story of this kinah. Kinah kinati v'tocham. And Rashi on that, when what was Pinchas doing? Ra'a maaseh v'nizkar halacha. Pinchas saw what this Jewish man, who was a Nasi Beit HaZimri, we'll see in this week's parsha, get a name, is the Nasi of Shimon. He saw this act v'nizkar halacha, remembered the rule. Amar lo Moshe. So he told the children to Moshe, as they're all crying, Mekublani mimcha, I learned from you, I accepted from you. Aramit, can I in pogim bo? Someone who has sexual relations with a non-Jew, someone who's a kanai, a zealot, can attack him. That's halacha, Moshe. And so Moshe doesn't say yes, doesn't say no, it says, Karina de Agrita ihu lehebe purnika. Parvanka. Moshe obviously taught, spoke Aramaic, and but that expression means Karina the Igrita, the one who reads the letter, Ihu, he, Leheve Parvanaka, he should be the agent. Okay, the one who read the letter is the one who could enact on it. You know what to do. Miad, so that's why Vekachron Biado. He grabs the spear and he acts on this. And we pointed out this is Rashi, that Rashi does not quote Agadata. He restates it, okay? Because it's worth looking at the original. The original Gemara is worded slightly differently. This is Gemara in Sanhedrin. It says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar, that Pinchas saw. Mara, what did he see? Marav Ra'amah, say, saw the act of Nizkar Alachai, remember the rule. Amar lo. And Pinchas said to him, to Moshe, as this is going on, Achi Avi Abba, oh great uncle Moshe. Right? Pinchas is Aaron's grandson. So great uncle Moshe. Lo kein limratani b'ridcha mehar-Sinai. Did I not learn this as you came down from Har Sinai? And that's the different wording there. It's not I accepted from you, but I learned from you as you came down. Abol arami kanim pogimbo, right? That you. A Kana'i can act if he sees this kind of act. Amarlo, Kriyat Igrita Iyu Parvanaka, that, and then Moshe says, one who reads the letter should act on it. And so Rav Madan says, you know, the meaning of that is that Pinchas didn't learn to be a zealot from Moshe's lectures. He didn't learn like Moshe taught him halacha. This was not halacha in the sense of here's a rule. He learned it from Moshe's actions. He learned it Beridit. When you came down, I learned it when you came down. So you're after going down. What happened when you came down from Har Sinai?
The eagle, no?
Ego. Right. Here's the story. Beridito mehar Sinai. Moshe turned. He went down from the mountain. And he had the two tablets in his hand. Mishnei miraculously written. And he goes down. And he goes down to the camp. He sees the eagle of Zahav. He sees it dancing. Moshe becomes furious. And he's cast down the tablets by Yeshavero Tam Tachar and shatters them at the foot of the mountain. And Moshe stood at the entrance of the camp. And called out, who is God? Come to me. And Levi came to him. Sorry, out. Okay, Israel. All right. So thus saith the Lord, let every man put on his sword. Go throughout the camp of Machaneh. And everyone should kill their brother Isha Rehu, kill his neighbor and Isha Kravo and his relative.
Wow.
Kill anybody who's guilty. And the Levium did this, came to Moshe, and they killed 3,000 men. And Moshe says, you have now fulfilled the will of God, each person with their children and brothers, and God will give bless you today. That's that Ramadan says, that's Even a tiny bit minahar. I learned what kin'ah is from that. Ramadan puts it. Moshe roots Moshe is running down. Umagila machaneh comes to camp. Yisharo chamesh dakot, and he only has 5 minutes left. He's limited time. God's going to wipe them out. He ruts. Minatetzel egal. He runs. It's minatetz.
Minutates,
He breaks it.
shatters.
Shatters, yeah. That's what Google says. He shatters the Egel Sarifa Tum of Zera Pharaoh, burns it, scatters its ashes. Azu Kore, and he calls out Mila Shemele. Marchil
Oh.
Bamasa Tebach. And he calls him out and he starts slaughtering. Ishikropo. Matara, what's the aim? Yisrael. He's trying to save Bnei Israel. Moshe knew the only way to save Bnei Israel. Hashem's already said, I'm going to wipe them all out. Was all by doing what he did, creating a fire break.
God think he's going to destroy them?
God already says that, leave me alone and I'll wipe them out.
Oh.
That the killing of these 3,000 Jews. He is Afsharat Hemshech Kiyumot Am Yisrael. It's what allowed the rest of the people to survive. Dar kach Moshe Bala Hashem. So afterwards, after the story, Moshe comes to Hashem and says, "Ata inti sachatatam." And now, if you forgive their sin, the apophysis of the left off half of that. If you forgive their sin, fine, be ayin, and if not, if not, you're gonna wipe them out, then erase me from your book as well. That's what Moshe tells Hashem. And Ramadan says, Eloshef Sharot. After Moshe's done this, right? He didn't ask God. He merely said, Kol Mar Hashem. That's not what God said. God didn't tell him to go slaughter everybody. And so he says to Hashem, Imani Beseder, if what I did was right, Hazet Hashem Amor L'Sloach. Then God, you can forgive them. And if I was wrong, as I need to then I'm a murderer. Then definitely you should wipe me out along with everybody else.
I just learned, I don't remember where, when, about a certain number of things, like four things Moshe did without God telling him, and then God says, you were right.
That's. Right. That list doesn't include the killing part. It
Achim.
includes the breaking the luchot,
Oh, yeah, it was breaking the law.
separating separating from his wife,
Oh, yeah,
after
separating from
Abby,
his
and
wife.
then sending a peace offer to Sihon,
Oh.
and then and adding an ex and adding an extra
Oh,
day
add on an extra day to
before
Sfirat
Shavuot.
HaOmer? Yeah.
No, before Shavuot. Yeah,
No.
well, it ends up being in Sfirat HaOmer, right? That God said that I'll appear to them on the third day, and Moshe said, give him 3 whole days, so God appeared on the fourth day.
And then why this one should also be included.
It should be. I think this is more part of the Shivirat HaLuchot. That all goes together. Right? Break the Luchot and then everything that went with that.
Okay. Well,
Okay.
it's a big one.
It is a big one. Right. And that's his
Okay.
point, right? And I remember that makes the point. The Gemara says that he actually did it with a court, and actually, but it clearly does not mean he did a court, because if you actually tried people as a capital case, you can't do that instantaneously. That you cannot convict on the same day,
Oh.
right? You have to have gone at least sleep on it. You can do it the next day. So clearly, that's not what happened here. Clearly, this was an extra legal action.
Wait, I have another question. You read before that after Pinchas did what he did, the Magefa left. So
Right.
we knew they were in the middle of a Magefa?
Yes.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
okay. I mean, I didn't quote the whole thing. You can look at it at
Yeah.
that, but
And what
as
was
they're
the
doing the, yeah.
why a Magefa? What
Because
why?
they were, sorry, what's going on? Oh, let me answer this. I apologize. Hi, I'm in the middle of the Chumash here, if I join that. Okay. Yeah, I do. Okay. That's fine. I mean, again, you can hop on this one if you want, or we'll just run next week. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Sorry, that was Leah. I normally worked one with her before,
She
maybe.
gonna join?
She may. It'd be nice.
Oh, yippee.
That's the one who's going to move to St. Louis. Her husband's
Yeah.
going to be the rabbi at Neshachari. Very excited.
Right.
Okay. So this idea that this was very so yeah. So what's going on when they're sitting with Benot Moav and worshiping Baal Peor, right? They're
Oh.
all right. This is they're about to enter Eretz Yisrael and Bilam managed to get away. Okay, we're going to make them all sin. So a huge mass of them are serving Baal. As they're looking into Eretz Yisrael, so that's what the Magefa is all about.
And then Pinchas, and then it stops.
Right, Pinchas sort of shocks them out of it, basically by this act, and then the Magefa stops. So it's very much analogous to analogous to Moshe with the Chet HaEgel.
Yeah,
They're
except
serving,
just he just kills two people,
right?
not
Moshe has a
3,000.
lot.
Yeah.
But this idea that that's what that Ben Pinchas says, I learned it from you, that's what he's referring to. As Moshe acted, he mobilized Shiv Levi to kill those responsible for the ego, and that was Kana'ut. That was a classic Kana'ut, right? We're just going to act right now. I don't have time to stop and think. We don't have time for court cases. As Ramadan continues, Ulam, truth is, Besova Parsha Kodemet. So in last week, end of last week's Parsha, story of Pinchas, but Pinchas v'mer shekachu atzmo Moshe. This is what I learned from Moshe. Lo beveha midrash, not in school. Lo b'misgirat halacha, not as a textbook halacha. But kish Moshe Rabbeinu yarad mehar Sinai, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down the mountain, hu lo hevir shiur klali, he didn't give a lecture. B'misgirat halacha, in the technical confines of halacha, ain shum davar shiatir shifrichut damim.
Oh.
Right, the halacha is, and there's Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
We're talking about Pinchas.
Hi.
Hi.
That's a good thing to talk about
Yes,
this
I think
week.
that is.
Hi.
And it
Hi,
is.
Phyllis. Hi.
How's it going?
Ah.
Oh, yes. That's it. Yeah.
It's
Okay.
all right. Thank God we're okay.
Okay. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
There too, right? There too.
Well, crazier for you guys, yeah.
So good
Ani's,
to see you.
what? You too. Yeah, it's good to see you. Yeah. Learn something together, right?
We'll go kill people.
Oi.
Yeah.
Right, I guess that's.
Tell you about that Pinchas told Moshe, I learned from you about Kanaim Pogimbo.
Because of the data, not because of the mitzri.
No, because
Oh,
of
that's an
Chet
interesting.
HaEgel.
Oh, Korach. Because of Korach.
No,
No,
Moshe
this
doesn't do
again.
anything. This is Chet
This
HaEgel. For
again.
Britom and Ahar, when
Oh,
you came down, he comes from down from the mountain.
Egel.
Right. Right. B'miskiret halacha, this is Rav Medan. Ain shum davar shiatir shifrichut damim. Nothing. In terms of halacha, you can't just go ahead and kill people because they're sinning. Right. There's a system. Right. You can try them. Yichud lo bekanamida kamosha mosh. Lo bekanat midah Moshe Moshe, and certainly not with basically all in with one literally with one yardstick, like all at once, like Moshe did. Chazal al Beit Din shu kam kedei l'shpot v'otzi la'arog kol shlosha. Chazal talk about having setting up a court systems to try those who sinned. Well, a pshuto, but as far as for the pshat. Din sedek orach zaman rab, that an actual just court case takes time. This did not take time. Moshe taught it's right. Clearly, he does it in those minutes after coming down, because the next morning he's talking to God again. They did not set up courts and then try with a Beit Din that votes and then considers again the next day. Gamotzela and even to the Gam Haotza'a la Harogat Sma, and even to And it takes time also to do the execution as well. You can't do it all in the same day. And the Gemara points out that a
Oh.
Beit Din that declares someone that sentences someone to death with once in 7 years, once in 70 years is Torah called destructive, right? Moshe does this 3,000 all at once. It's clearly not within the realm of halacha. In lo over gadol yoter al aseres dibrot, and may Hashem be sure who had time. There's no one who violated the aseres dibrot more than the one who actually brought them down.
Ooh.
And he makes this has this image of as he's breaking as he's throwing down the luchot, it shatters in the upper left corner, the one that
Oh, that
corner that
sounds so
says lo
romantic.
tirzach. That's the part that breaks.
Oh.
And so Pinchas lamad me'achisabo Moshe. So Pinchas learned from his great uncle Moshe. Im kedei lo shi'at am Yisrael tzirich la'arog. That if you know that to save Israel, it's necessary to put those who are sinning to death. Kach tzirich le'asot. That's what needs to happen. V'zeh ma she'oseh b'parshat Zimri. So that's what happened with Zimri. Kach lamadati b'rilcha min ahar. I learned this from you when you came down. And which is very troubling. That this is not lahalacha, right? What is this kina? Well, kana'im pogim bo. If you have a sense of kina, then you just go killing. Because this is actually not sanctioned by halacha. Right? The Gemara talks about nizkar halacha, you read the rule, but the way the Gemara puts it is that no, that's not the halacha. Rochista, abali malech. If someone comes and asks the question, ask comes to Beit Din, al davar habol aramid kana'im pogim bo, and says, look, this is happening. Can I go do it? Ain morin lo, you don't say yes. This may be a rule, but you can't teach someone that. So Moshe doesn't say yes either in the story. Come and actually ask a halachic question. Ask Pesach of a rabbi, can I go kill him?
Yep.
As it's happening, and the answer is no. Lo, and more than that, impirish zimri v'hargo Pinchas. Zimri had stopped and separated from his women at that moment, and Pinchas killed him anyway. Neharag alav. Then Pinchas is guilty of murder, and you get put him to death. Nepach Zimri, and if Zimri, as Pinchas is attacking, Zimri is the Jewish man who was doing the act that he was killed. If Zimri turned, but hargol Pinchas, Zimri had turned and killed Pinchas. Ein neharag alav. Then Zimri's not guilty of murder. Sheharei rodefu was. Because Pinchas is trying to kill him, this is an act of self-defense. It's perfectly reasonable for Zimri, right? This is not a
Would
halachic
this
thing.
translate into Hebrew? This doesn't sound Aramaic.
Yeah, this is kind of Hebrew. I mean, this is the Gemara here, so they're kind of talking. They're
That
talking about the equivalent of yeshivish at the time, which keeps going back and forth between Hebrew and
okay, because it sounds like a lot of I can understand
Aramaic.
it. Okay.
Yes, it's rabbinic Hebrew,
Okay.
and so therefore, it's only after the fact. Hashem says, "I'm going to give you Briti Shalom, this covenant of peace, and I'm going to let you be a Kohen." He has to give him permission to be a Kohen, right? Okay, and Mar, we quoted that. Briti Shalom, I give him my covenant of peace. Brit he and his descendants will be Kohanim. The covenant being a Kohen, Kinel, because as a payment for the fact that he was zealous for me, because I paired B'nai Israel and atoned for all B'nai Israel. The reason why Hashem tells him is because it's not obvious. But the halacha is, this is Gemara, this is halacha is brought down the Shulchan Aruch, Kohen Shehargan Nefesh, a Kohen who kills, a filu b'shogeg, even unintentionally, lo yisa kapav,
Oh.
cannot. Cannot serve as a Kohen. This is the halacha nowadays. That's the only time you really care about a Kohen is in
Yeah, I think that
one.
they say with a chayal that you can in the end.
Right. So this it is. I mean, if you look at the OU has a whole article about the question about chayalim as well, but whether that counts as hariga. And generally, the Rav Avadia Yosef says that it's not because it's a mitzvah at that point.
Right.
Yeah, sorry, but in general, Again, this was not a mitzvah. This was a kanayim. This is much more different. My lo yisak hapav, afilu asa tshuva. Shulchan Aruch says there's no tshuva from that. The act of killing is incompatible with being a kohen. And the Ramah adds Haggaz, a note by the Ramah, yesh omrim di'im asa tshuva, he regrets it, nosei kapav, then he can do birkat kohanim. There's a hakel, b'lei tshuva, and he really should be making on this for by tshuva for him not to close the door. We should allow for tshuva. Pinchas is not doing tshuva. He
Might
doesn't.
not what?
Pinchas clearly is not going to do tshuva over this. He doesn't regret doing it,
All right.
right? So therefore, the Chuzkuni says.
Wait, what did you say that today, if a soldier is a Kohen and he's killed
And
people
he
in
kills
war,
in
it's
war,
okay?
then that is not a reason not. Right. So that's
He could
not
still.
relevant to that. He still can act as a Kohen. That's Ovad Yosef and Moshe Feinstein says the same thing. That will take
That's
us far too far
interesting.
afield
Yeah.
to look at that.
All right.
Okay. But straight killing, even b'shogeg, then you're pasul. Okay. So Chizkuni says this is part of the issue here, right? Doeg that. Pinchas was concerned. Penyafsi kunato. Because he's going to lose his kahuna, right? He's no longer a kohen. Damrina kohen she'harag nefesh lo yisak hapav. We just quoted that. Achiv tiyucho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until Hashem says, as part of your brit, you get the brit shalom and the brit kunat olam. And Hashem promised him, Hoel v'ritzachi l'shem shamayim hata. This was sake of heaven. Kamosh mafarish v'olech. As the pasuk continues on and explains, he gets that. So what Pinchas did, and what Moshe performed did may have been necessary, but it wasn't right.
What are those three last words? Kamosh mefaresh.
As it explains, as it continues to explain,
Oh,
right?
okay.
That the pasuk is Briti Shalom and then says, Hai talo zarach ra brit kunat
Oh,
olam.
okay.
Okay. It explicitly says that's why the pasuk has to say that the Brit Shalom is you're going to get Shalom here with a Vav Ketuah. The lady weren't here for that, but if you look at the Torah, that word shalom
Oh, it's broken.
has a cut as a broken vav.
Oh,
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
The next time you go up and go look at the Torah, okay, see if you can get the Aliyah. So Rabbi Sacks puts it on this that the zealot who takes the law in his own hands is embarking on a course of action fraught with moral danger. Only the most holy may do so, only once in a lifetime. This is not something that you can do regularly. And only in the direst circumstances when the nation is at risk, when there's nothing else to be done and no one else to do it. Even then, were the zealot to ask permission from a court, he would be denied it. Point it out. Pinchas gave his name to the parsha in which Moses asked God to appoint a successor. That's later on the parsha. Moses says, Es Hashem, I'm going to die, appoint someone to lead the people.
Right. Why doesn't he appoint Pinchas?
Menachem Mendel of Kotz, the Kotzker, asked why Pinchas, the hero of the hour, was not
Ah.
appointed instead of Joshua. The answer was that a zealot cannot be a leader. That this act may have been right, but it disqualifies him. That requires patience, forbearance, and respect for due process. That's what is legal. So this his shalom, brit shalom, this shleimut that allows him to be kohen is broken. That's the vav ketuah. He had to brit shalom, but it's broken. Hashem saying, fine, but don't do it again. And this is Rav Madan.
Or fine, but you can't be the leader.
Right. And that this right. It really does. You may be calling, but you're disqualified from other potential there. And Rav Madan goes through the rest of Tanakh because Pinchas comes up later in Sefer Yeshua, and there's a lot of trouble there, right? He's one of the leaders in the war against Binyamin in Plegish Begiva. And the war against Yavesh Gilad, and he's brought up, he's as I'll bring him up as the one of the problems with Yiftach, fulfilling his vow and killing
Wow,
his daughter. That
this same, this Pinchas, this guy. Oh, he had a colorful life.
Yes. He keeps that kinah. We're gonna push that even further. But this is where Rabadan ends his story. In Cain, the Marocha Anu Medavrim B'Shevach HaKinah. So the truth is, even though we praise Pinchas's zealotry, he saved Bnei Israel. And we praise kinu'ut that it needs to happen sometimes, specific sometimes. Yes, let's seem live. We need to pay attention. Mitzvot. We have to pay attention to reality and to limit it. It can only happen when Bnei Israel are in critical danger, whether spiritual or physical. Kenutzu, this kind of zealotry, it's okay once. Unique instances. But Dar Mukharlanu. And we understand this way. The Gemara puts it as Migdar Milta, that's a limited thing. Migdar literally a fenced thing. It's got to be limited. Chazal mitkadim b'zmanim, that sometimes Chazal will have takanot. That's basically a harasha. It's true for right now. Achlokat derech chayim. It's not a way of life. Kifisha rezo Pinchas. The way Pinchas looked at it. He was a kana'i. That's a bad thing. You can do an act of kana'ut if it's necessary. But all the time, no. Sibah, so this we understand l'ktiyat hamila shalom. That's why we understand why the word shalom is
Oh.
broken. Because as we said before, that a kohen with a mum can't serve. And this is a disqualifying mum. Hashem tells him that Pinchas, you're the exception that proves the rule. You need a specific God. You have to come down and say, no, this is okay. This was okay. This act was okay for you. If without that, he would have been disqualified for being a kohen.
Moyo.
And so we're going to talk about Moyo.
Does
So
Chani know
last,
she got a shout out in the shir?
what do you say?
Whoosh. Does Chani know she got a shout out in the shir?
I don't know. I didn't
Oh,
tell her. Okay.
Moyo.
So relevant to that, right? There's a Brit Mila of Moshe Yonatan. Okay, who we decided we're going to call Moyo. But there's another implication of the Vav Ktia, this broken Vav here. And again, to quote Rabbi Sacks, that with Pinchas, a new type enters the world, the zealot. Okay, the one who acts for God without thinking, just
Right.
does. And he's followed many centuries later by the one other figure Tanakh describes as a Kana Hashem. There are two who are Kana Hashem.
I thought they were the same. I thought he was like a reincarnation.
Ah, that's his point. Midrashically, they are the same. But Eliyahu is the other
Oh,
one.
you don't think they were actually the same? You
What?
don't think they were actually the same?
There's a
What
whole
do you mean the
question
same?
about whether he was, you know, with oh, you know, whether what reincarnation means, I have no idea. But Eliyahu was the other Kana'i, right? He tells Hashem, I have been zealous for the Lord, right? He's the one who who slaughters the priests of Baal. He's definitely a Kana'i. He's the other one who's described as Kana Frasha. The only other person who's described as Kana is Sha'ul, who was Kana Yisrael. In fact,
Oh.
tradition identified and linked the two men closely that said Pinchas is Eliyahu. That's your point, right? Midrash Agada says, I'm Reish Lakish, who Pinchas, who Eliyahu? Same person. Now, I would say that's a Midrashic statement. We're not saying literally they were the same person. They lived 400 years apart, more than 400 years apart, like closer to 500 years apart. But certainly they were identified with each other. Both of them are the Kana'im. And then the Midrash, in fact, says, though, that Eliyahu, Hashem criticized Eliyahu for his persistent Kana'ut, right? Kana'ut has his place. But remember the story of Eliyahu when
Right.
Hashem appears to him after he's running away, he's on Har Korev, and Hashem appears and asks him, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? And Eliyahu says, I was a Kana, right? He says, what's the quote here? Kano kaneti l'Hashem. I was zealous for you. And then Hashem shows him the storm and the rush, and Hashem's not in the storm, it's not in the earthquake. Hashem's in the cold of Mamadaka. And then Hashem asks Eliyahu, why are you here? And Eliyahu says, Kano kaneti l'Hashem. I was zealous for you. I was a Kana'i. At which point Hashem says, okay. Thank you. You're fired.
All right.
Go train your replacement. Go get Alicia, and you're coming up to heaven. Okay? Right. Eliyahu, right. And then the Midrash began, puts this as Pinchas and Eliyahu together. Right? They attack other Jews for violating the bridge with Hashem. So the Pirkei Elazar says, you know what Pinchas's the consequences are? Kind of punishment. Right? You think the other Jews can't keep the bridge? You're going to have to be there and testify that they're keeping the brit. You, Eliyahu, are going to come to every single brit milah. And which is why we have Kisei Shel Eliyahu. Brit milah, right? That's a seat where you put the baby down on. That's Eliyahu, because Eliyahu's got to come there and say and see, look, Jews are okay. Even the ones that are different from you. This is a picture of Eliyahu. Nigla Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem appeared to Eliyahu as you run away. Amar lo, and he says, Malach HaPo Eliyahu, what are you doing, Eliyahu? And Eliyahu says, Kano Kineti Hashem Elokei Tzavakot. I was a great zealot. Ki Azvu Britcha B'nei Israel, because B'nei Israel abandoned your Brit. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says to him, La'olam Atah Mekaneh, you're always being Kanai. This isn't a one-time thing. This went back to back when you were again you as Pinchas in Shittim with the immorality, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aron Kohen, etc. And again, we're identifying Pinchas and Eliyahu throughout Jewish history as the ones who are Kanai, Atamekaneh, and look, and now you're all still being Kanai now? No. Chayecha, by your life. She'en Yisrael osim brit milah ad she'ato ro'eh b'einecha. At every Brit Milah, you're gonna have to go and look, because the Bnei Israel are keeping the Brit. You don't have to.
Shittim is a place, kind of
Yes.
add Shittim.
Right. So Shittim.
Oh.
This is the right. Shittim was the place where the sin with Benot Moav happened.
Oh.
This incident with Pinchas and right. That's the beginning, end of last week's parsha. What? You just had a revelation.
Well, no, I just read the next thing.
Oh, okay. And that's what the cut and the vav symbolizes. This is from Yitzhak Meir Hagar, who is a rav in Ramat Beit Shemesh, contemporary. Ode Shemar. Ta Pinchas Ze Eliyahu, that, okay, so we look at Pinchas and Eliyahu being identified drashically. Muvar B'Targum Yonatan. Okay. Haya B'chol Brit Mila. And Pinchas has to, so basically Pinchas, at the Kanai has to be there at Brit Mila. Zeo Briti Shalom. That's the Brit. Right, you get the Brit Shalom, Brit, Shlemut. So we're gonna basically that cut in the Shalom that's cut is actually
Oh,
symbolizes Shlemut with Bukrain. I feel like Shanira Bal Mum, even though like we're making a Mum, which he said was is disqualifying. Shlemut. This is what brings the baby boy into the covenant into the community of Israel. Vav de Shalom. Oh, my battery's dying here. Come
Oh.
on. That's the Vav Shalom, above Shehiyah Brit. This Vav that's cut, it symbolizes the Brit Mila, the cut that we make. Ketiyah, it's cut, but as you have a Brit Shalem. That's what makes the Shalom, no, Shalom there. So that ties that the Brit Shalom is the Brit Mila, and it's the way of
Yeah.
saying, you're a Kanai once, don't do it again. Well, Jews are fine. You can get, and literally, that zealotry may have its place. But generally, even if disagree with others, we need to cut them some slack. And that is the Vav Ketiyah. In order to have shalom, you've got to cut other people's slack.
Nice.
That's the lesson of the
Cut
shalom.
them some slack.
Cut
That's good.
some slack. Yes, you come.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll stop here.
Very, very good. I like that, as someone who knows Sofrut, to see that vav. I'm thinking already how you would write it,
How would you?
There's a
Yeah.
whole machloket about that because it can't be a, what's it that's hooked, what's the term? You can't carve out the letter out. Hooked a ferret.
What?
You can't carve it?
Halacha, you can't like have a blob of ink and then remove
Oh,
the rest of the ink and leave the letter behind. You have to
right.
draw the letter. So you really can't draw a vav and then cut it.
No, You
Okay,
probably,
and
you
this
do the
cover.
top part, you lift the pin,
Right.
wow,
And you do the
there are other ways
bottom.
of doing where, or some way where you don't lift the pen, but you make a little jog in the vav, where you just
Oh.
do it short. I mean, there are other than hugging how you do the vav ktiyah, oh, machloket,
Wow.
but how to
Tell
do.
us, did you teach Ollie Safrut, Ollie Zach?
Yeah, you
Oh,
knew Ollie? You know Ollie?
he's my sister-in-law.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He meant, I think they you were hosting a
You did
Sheva
that.
Brachot, but you probably
No, we
met.
were guests at a Sheva
Oh,
Brachot.
you were guests, that's okay. You were guests at a Sheva Brachot.
And we met your
Mother-in-law,
in-laws.
yes.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, that's wow, what a connection. I would have
Yeah.
never,
I
right.
forgot just because you said you did Safrut and I remember she did.
Yeah,
So I
right.
remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're coming to visit. They're coming to St. Louis
Oh,
in,
really?
yep. Oh, it's going to be a party. They're coming in
Yeah, turn
September.
off the recording. We don't need all this
Oh
here.
yeah, sorry.